The examination of conscience is a series of questions that will be read out that help us to focus in on some of the themes of this month's recollection topics, like prayer and the virtue of prudence, and will help us to shine a spotlight on our life, and in particular on our conscience, so that we can come up with some good resolutions for this month. So let's start by an act of presence of God. God has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. In him, we see the Father. Do I really want a stable relationship with Jesus? Am I confident that if I look for him with his help, I will find him? When our Lord says that we ought always to pray, he is telling us that we must never lose our interior conversation with God. Is prayer for me that special moment when I get to know and converse with God? And do I have a fixed time for it? Do I make sure to turn to God at the beginning and end of each day? What tricks do I use to remind myself to remain in conversation with him throughout the day? When I read the scriptures, do I know how to listen to him and learn about him? Do I tell him of my hopes and desires, my joys and sorrows, my mistakes, and of my gratitude for everything good and beautiful? In a word, do I strive to keep God at the center of my life? Does dialogue with Jesus help me to know myself better and to be conscious of always being in his presence? Does talking to him lead me to ask pardon for my sins and to be humble? Do I thank him for all that he gives me each day? Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Do I teach the members of my family to pray? Does my example make this appealing? Am I an example of piety for my children? St. John says, if you knew the gift of God, as Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, do I try to help my friends appreciate this gift, teaching them and encouraging them so that they in turn may teach their friends to have a truly personal relationship with Jesus? St. John says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Do I realize that Jesus has come to save sinners rather than the righteous? Do I go regularly to confession? And do I pray for the conversion of those who are far from God? Do I make it easy for my children to go to confession? Do I prepare for my confession by examining my conscience? Does the recognition of my sinfulness lead me to make acts of love and resolutions to sin no more? Do I go to confession with humility, even though I often have to struggle against and accuse myself of the same mistakes? Do I remind myself that a lack of sincerity makes absolutely no sense since I am confessing my sins to Christ himself? Do I face up to my sins, confessing them simply and briefly without trying to justify myself? Do I also confess my venial sins, since this leads to progress in the life of the Spirit and brings me the grace to help fight against my weakness and bad inclinations? After receiving absolution, am I more disposed to forgive others? Does recognizing my own wretchedness help me to grow in my understanding of others? Prudence is what helps us discern in every circumstance our true good, and to choose the appropriate means to achieve it. Do I ask God for this virtue, knowing that dealing with Him will help me to act without haste and to treat others kindly? Do I teach those who ask me for advice to be prudent too? St. Matthew says, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Following Joseph's example, do I seek in prayer the answers to the problems I face? Do I take into account the advice of the people who love me? When I have reached a decision in the presence of God, do I then carry it out trusting in God's help? Does prudence keep me from judging rashly? Do I listen to the opinions of others before I make up my own mind? Am I especially careful not to criticize, even interiorly, my spouse, nor to undermine his or her authority in the eyes of our children? Where I work, am I respectful to the others? And Mary said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Do Our Lady's words inspire me to trust more fully in the plans of God? Do I take advantage of the Angelus each day to make her prayer mine? Act of contrition.